quietly.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. We back!
Mexico's got a 20% hike on their gas. They're going to do some crazy shit. My nigga had to arm up and go handle his business. All right, so he's got to go out there and represent for his people. You know what I'm saying? Maybe get a couple cousins over or whatever it is he got to do. But he's got business he got to tend to. So tonight he won't be in the show. But you know, we got much love for my man Smokey. We're going to hope that if he's doing the coyote thing, you know what I'm saying, nothing happens. He gets to, you know, does a little thing, gets his people over, and you know, maybe they can get a little bit of gas or whatever. You know, relax and chill. They're American, you know what I mean? I mean, at least until Trump throws their asses out, you know what I'm saying? But we've got all kinds of shit going on, man. I mean, this shit is ridiculous. I'm like I was talking about with this Mexico shit. You got your boy Enrique Peñeto, the president over there. I guess what it is that they've stretched out their resources. And all of their fucking, all their programs, their welfare, and whatever the fuck them niggas do over there, they broke. You know what I'm saying? So he's got to get people to pay up their taxes, and in that method, they raise the gas up, and the people over there feel that it's a deal with the big business, and you know, a little contract between big business, big oil, and the government of Mexico, you know, to fuck the people over, you know, to make money. It's $31.14 a gallon for gas in Mexico. Nigga, $31.14. Nigga, $31. Nigga, I'd be screaming, $31? $31? The nigga would be like, and 14 cents. $31? And 14 cents. For one fucking gallon of gas, you gotta be fucking kidding me, folks. Is these motherfuckers trying to make this shit collapse for real or what? You know, today I was thinking about having them on the show tonight, but you know, this is a weed show. We talk about the legalization of marijuana, you know, smoking these people's out there in Cali, growing it legally, and you know, jumping inside the events of the weed, you know, like, what is that shit? What the fuck is those, you know, those little conventions, those weed conventions they have over there. And, I kind of get off because we're still, although we've legalized it medically over here, we have yet to see our first dispensary open up. I haven't even heard anything yet. Obviously, they're slow rolling their shit out. My mind's not just there right now because I'm not in there. I'm not involved in the shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's not on my mind like that. you know, what's going on with me, boys, all this politics and shit, because how funny it is that my people I know all talk to me like, yo, you're a Republican now, you know what I'm saying? Like those asshole Republicans. I don't know if I'm a Republican. I know that I have conservative values. I know that I feel that whatever I work for, I would like, you know, to have the right to do what I want with it. I know that I like my freedoms. I know that if you need help and I'm a Christian who wants to help you, that's my duty as a Christian to help you, but it's not for me to force anybody else to do it. You know, and if you need help, it's temporarily. It's called help, not lifelong assistance. You know what I'm saying? It's not life support. It's assistance, motherfucker. You know, someone helps you, and then you get on your feet, you move it. But I guess all these motherfuckers is so ignorant, yo. And I don't think people know what pride is, really. Because motherfuckers, I'm Puerto Rican, nigga. And our whole fucking demeanor is on pride. Like, you can't disrespect us. We can't be disrespected. Fuck that. We throwing our chest out like cocks and fucking running out there to fight. Fuck that. But these niggas, you know, spicks, crackers, niggas, all you motherfuckers, everybody, all of us, raise Democrats. Boy, these motherfuckers is Democrats to the death. And I look at it like, I don't understand that. I don't want to label myself. Because I'm trying to learn the history. I've learned the history that they taught me in school. I heard his story. Now I'm looking for the true story. You know what I'm saying? And I realize the true story is, it's all, if you're all about race, if everything is about race prejudice, or, yo, you nigga, you're a racist, you're a bigot, nigga, you're skirting the issues, and all you're trying to do is shut everybody down from your bullshit view. You know what I'm saying? Because you know your view's so bullshit, all you want to keep on doing is throwing out a race card to try to back, it's just bullshit. And that's what they did the whole 8 years for Obama. The minute that nigga got in office, oh, they were against him because he's black. This is that little white shaming. Oh, get the fuck out of here, man. Motherfuckers gave that man a chance twice, two terms in a row, back to back. Okay, didn't like his views, his ideology. Didn't appreciate he was pushing it on us, but still let that man do what he did. Okay? Now, his ass is the fuck out. The whole time that you niggas is all sitting back there supporting Obama and tweeting how beautiful Michelle Obama looks. She's a true woman. Look at the black pride, blah, blah, blah. The whole time they were in there, all they did was say, you niggas is stupid and need to get your shit together, basically. Okay? And then as they were leaving, they just told us all that we ain't worth shit and America's just, we lost hope because without them, we ain't shit. Nigga, they never once raised anybody up. Never once turned around and said, the black community is great, this and that. Never raised nobody up. So all you cocksuckers, all you're doing is playing yourselves. You're mirror loving, nigga. That's all you're doing is you see a nigga that look like you in the mirror and you want to love that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He ain't you. He didn't help you. Because I didn't get help. I didn't, all these motherfuckers are like, oh, nigga, what did he do wrong? What did he do wrong? I had a conversation with my cousin today. You know, convict. So, you know, convict loves. He loves Obama. This nigga loves Obama, okay? Obama released that nigga from prison. The nigga had a fucking 30-year term. Got out, and Obama released him in 17, so he did a little more than half. On some shit, he shouldn't even did that long. Nigga, his whole sentence should have been brought down to 2 or 3 years, nigga. It was a nonviolent drug crime? Get the fuck out of here. I mean, ridiculous, okay? But anyway, Obama pardons that fucker. And that nigga is just, he's got his face tattooed on Obama's balls as a thank you, because he loves him so much. Which I don't blame him. It's all good. You know, nigga, if I was in that situation, I'd probably be defensive for that nigga and all that. You know what I'm saying? Because basically you're feeling like, if I'm downplaying him, I'm downplaying his decision to let you out. And that's not what I'm doing. Like I said, gave that nigga every chance to do what he do. If we didn't agree with it, then we fought with that shit. If there's something that he did not agree with it, then fuck it, I agree with it. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing with Trump. They're like, oh, nigga, I'm not a Republican, bro. I just consider myself a conservative. I feel like we need to look around and take stock in ourselves, in each other. You know, I'm a grown man, right? I got a girlfriend and a child, and me and my girlfriend, we both work. We have to work. Do whatever we want to do in the extras to have fun or our kicks off, but we still bust our asses to go to work. Do we ever call in sick? No. Because what I want to do, I can't afford to do by calling in sick and being lazy and bullshitting around. All the things that I want to do cost money, and I, in order to make that money, I got to bust my ass. So I figure, why call in sick and waste days or leave early or call I'm coming in late because I'm not feeling well? All that bullshit. That's all a bunch of bullshit. So I go in and I bust my ass because if this is what I want, this is what I got to do. So if it means I got to get up every day early and go to sleep late and I'm tired every day, well, I got to deal with the consequences because I want something. Why do I need to sit back and be handed something? That's just going to make me lazier and lazier. And then I start sitting there and expect that shit. Now, look, I remember growing up, my grandmother would always make sure she hooked me up. She always put money in my motherfucking hands. I'm talking about, I'd wake up in my mother's house, eat breakfast, a little bowl of cereal. And then I'd go down to my grandmother's house, which was across the street, before I went up the hill to school, right? Go to my grandma's house to really have breakfast. You know what I'm saying? And I'd walk out of there, and there was always going to be cash. I was going to have a little money, $2, $3, whatever it was. I was a little shit. And so what I do is I take that little money and I go to the grocery store, the little candy store, you know what I'm saying? Ortiz, little candy store, Ortiz around the corner, little bodega. And I buy like 10, 20 Swedish fish, Jolly Ranchers, Bubblicious, Bubble Yum, you know, a whole bunch of different candies. And I'm going to school. And like I said, I wanted to do things. I wanted to be a center of attention. I wanted to have fun. I wanted to do whatever I wanted to do. So with those candies, nigga, I used to trade and barter with those motherfuckers. So in school, I was bartering and trading, you know. And then there would be motherfuckers that knew me, that was cool with me, and be like, yo, let me get a candy. Fuck you expect me a candy from me for? Then get out of here. I don't owe you a candy. A couple weeks go by, my grandmother always was giving me money. One day I go there in the morning, she didn't have cash on her. And I'm acting like, nigga, where's those $2 you give me, grandma? Oh, I'm sorry, I don't got the cash. Well, damn, man, I expect that $2. Every day I get that $2. I want that $2, damn. Yo, I sat there and now I'm thinking about it, like, look at the little motherfucking piece of shit I is. Expecting what my grandmother was giving to me generously. You see what I'm saying? Before she was giving it to me, I didn't expect that shit. Then she started giving it to me. Nigga got all comfy. Start settling in. Nigga, I want that check. That's what these niggas is all on. They all on that bullshit. Now they out there, and they're protesting everything. Now listen, let's go back to Mexico. In Mexico, these niggas is protesting like crazy, right? These niggas is looting shit and all that. Now, they ain't got no gas. That means motherfuckers ain't going to be going to work if they got jobs. That means that if there's any transportation in the city, nigga, I don't believe that transportation is going to be moving. Not at $31.14 a gallon. Nigga, that would mean that your fucking bus fare is changing to $5 or $10 a person. That's crazy. And all that shit is happening because idiots that have grown up thinking one way or being taught one way, we want to be stubborn and fight and fight and fight for what we think we believe in. And the shit is just getting ridiculous. You could have seen what happened last night in Berklee College with that fucking Milo Yiannopoulos, the gay conservative speaker. I think he's from Europe or some shit. He's one of those. He's not from here. He's like British or whatever. And he went there to speak about how if these colleges are going to support these millennials protesting and locking things down and destroying stuff and making fires, that we should start defunding these schools. And this is just a dude who gets people to pay. It's like a what do you call those shits? It's like a convention. You know what I'm saying? But it's just one speaker. So you have all these people paying to come see you and hear you talk. And he's just a famous person from the internet. He's not even like a real worldly. I don't even know. But politically, he's known. Not like famous known, but now he is. And these motherfuckers went out there. And the funny shit is how the media labels it. Like if motherfuckers just left their house because they're in such rage and outrage that they got to go and show their anger to. Nigga, these shits are fucking strategized events. This is what they call controlled chaos. They flipping shit over, setting shit on fire. People who are going out there wearing Trump hats to show they're in opposition of what these people are talking about. And they're out there saying, listen, man, we can all have a meaningful discussion, a debate. And they're getting their hats yanked off them. They get spit on, maced, hit in the head. One dude got knocked out. I mean, we had the fucking, what they call protests, and I make air quotations, protests in our airports at the beginning of the week because Trump had rolled out an executive order that was going to ban travel in 7 countries. No, put restrictions of travel from 7 countries here to America. And they had a list of, like, say, 3,000 names, 30,000 names, some shit like that, some crazy number. And I know it was thousands. And the people that were detained or held up or slowed down, because they weren't like they were detained, the rest, they were just slowed down. They were made to be inconvenienced for about 2 hours, 3 hours. It was only about 100, 103, 108 people, okay? And thousands upon thousands of protesters, Black March, Black Lives Matter, dykes on bikes, whores that want their babies aborted for free, all these motherfucking groups all over protesting in all these airports. Because, oh, it's so unfair that we're having a Muslim ban. It wasn't a Muslim ban. It was a ban on 7 countries. Another 7 countries? Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen. What do they all have in common? They all have fucking Muslim extremists that fucking hate America, that are dying and loving to send people over here to cause chaos. Why you got Iraq on the list? Iraq, didn't we go to war there? Bomb the fuck out of those motherfuckers? Why would they like us? Iran, we just cut a deal with these niggas, and they're testing missiles and still threatening us. They had grabbed some naval men and held them hostage. I mean, come on, nigga. They keep spitting in our face. You got Libya, which is a fucking hotbed of terrorism. Syria, which Libya and Syria were bombed massively by Obama within his eight years. Somalia, which you got everybody in Somalia who hates America, except the Christians, but there ain't too many Christians from there because they've all been murdered. Sudan, and Yemen. And Yemen, listen, you know what Yemen is? Yemen is the fucking country where Obama murdered that little 16-year-old boy, the son of Anwar Alaki. He was a teenage boy, an American boy who was born and raised here, went over to Yemen, and Obama droned his little monkey ass. So y'all motherfuckers is hypocrites. You're hypocrites. A bunch of fake fucking hypocrites. And for you dickheads that act like, oh, no, you're stupid. You're fucking stupid. Because if you're a Democrat as a black, a Hispanic, you're a fucking idiot. Because you're the nigger on the fucking, you're the nigger on the fucking, what do they call that shit? Not a ranch. What do they call that shit? Huh?
What?
When you have niggers, what are you on your property? What is it? Not a ranch. What is that?
Plantation,
bitch. Oh. Y'all the niggas on the plantation.
I never had one, so I don't know.
Y'all the niggas from the plantation. You know what I'm saying? Y'all the house niggas coming out to the street to the fucking field niggas that hate these motherfuckers, hate what they stand for, hate what they're trying to do. And you're out there trying to conform us to that bullshit. That fucking nigger on CNN. I forgot his name. Oh, man. The nigga that called these motherfucking mediocre Negroes. And then that fucking, that black bitch with the bald head. She got no hair. She got no hair. She got no fucking clue. Talking about, oh, please, white people getting beat up. Oh, please, cry me a river. Nigga, what the fuck? Really? Y'all niggas is out there protesting, and y'all beating and harming people with bottles, rocks, sticks, and mace. Do you really want the opposition to go out there and start acting like they want to harm you? Because they ain't using sticks, bottles, or motherfucking mace, nigga. Ain't using rocks neither. You better get that shit fucking right. There ain't gonna be no rocks, nigga. So all that stupid shit y'all motherfuckers is trying to do because they're allowing you. See, this is the whole shit. The cops are stepping back and letting these motherfuckers do it. They're letting them do it. Why? I don't know. Because they represent the black LGBTQ, LMNOP, ABZDEFG, the whole crew of faggot pieces of shits. Huh? It's got to be something. And it's got to be something with the mayors in these states, the governors, the mayors, you know, the mayors of these towns, the governors of these states. It's got to be something that they're allowing. They're telling the police to stay down, stand down, let them burn, let them do what they, let them hurt people, let them do whatever. It's ridiculous. If you're gonna only go out there to aggressively try to push your point of view, you're going to get some people out there that are going to aggressively stop you. And it's just going to get, it's going to get like that. And the whole thing is that everybody on the opposite side is trying to maintain their composure because they know what this is. We're being baited. We're being baited into going out there and shutting you fuckers down. When the cops and the fucking state governments are charged to do that. That's their duty to handle those situations. See, basically, really the primary purpose for those motherfuckers is that when we have large-scale events, you guys handle that. Little break-ins, robberies, home burglaries, if you stay armed in your home, you take care of that yourself. But you, thousands of people protesting the street, burning cars, breaking windows, destroying businesses, that's the fucking primary fucking purpose of a police department and a fucking state government. It's what you motherfuckers is for. You're supposed to handle that shit. You don't turn back and look at the federal government and be like, what are you going to do for us? You cocksuckers in the state government are collecting a lot of fucking money too, motherfucker. Get your ass on the ball and start doing your duty. I knew tonight's show with me alone was just going to be this.
A rant.
I knew it was going to be this.
Okay, well, I found a thing for you.
But you haven't even been talking the whole time of the show. Nobody even knows that you're here.
I know.
You know.
Because you haven't given me a chance to talk. You've been ranting.
It's politics.
You haven't stopped.
Is everything that's happening a rant, or am I informing my people of what's
going
on?
You're informing your people, but you don't even come up for a breath.
Because I still have...
You're passionate about informing your people.
All right, before we get to this, let me just tell you, Schumer and Pelosi, them niggas need to be strung up in the streets, all right? Those two motherfuckers is slave masters, and they running niggas because they just put some nigga up in there and, like, tell him you're Muslim. Like, show your black face over here. Tell them you're Muslim. Tell them you're American. Tell them, get the fuck out of here. All right, let's get ready for her. Hey, cracker! Nigga! Speck! Or some other shit.
Okay. Couple prolongs police standoff to have sex one last time.
Wait a minute. Didn't we talk about this one?
No.
I think we did.
It just happened.
Really?
Then
this shit happens a lot.
There's time to stand off and there's time to get off. This couple chooses both. A 34-year-old male and a 30-year-old woman allegedly refused to surrender to police until they could have sex together one last time.
One last time. And what would be the song playing in your mind as you're banging your chick for the last time? What would be your song?
Another One Bites the Dust.
That's it?
I don't know.
Another one? I don't know. I think mine would be X gonna give it to you with no trivia. I'd be trying to charge myself up in the morning and talk a nut off. Like, I'm gonna give it to you. Alright.
The man had several warrant armed
burglary. Like the Hamburglar and re. Burglary. Go ahead, go.
They finally bust through the bedroom door, detained the woman, and dragged her out of the bedroom where she was held down, according to witnesses. She was eventually allowed to leave, but refused to exit the mobile home. Oh, that gave it away.
Yeah, he gave it away. That's white people. But let me just ask this question. Let me ask this question. Did they allow them to get their nut off? Well, I'm going for white. I'm going for cracker.
I know you did.
But I was going to go with cracker anyway because you see,
right,
when it's niggas, they shoot you through the walls, okay? Especially if they think you're going to fuck. Oh, this nigga's going to have a good time while he got us out here on motherfucking overtime? Murder him. Cracker! Yay! Crackers, you know, cracker women are the most... Oh, I love them. You gotta love them. They'll do shit. They'll suck your dick in a motherfucking in a park. They'll fucking suck your dick in a barbershop. They'll suck your dick anywhere. I mean, white women are true champions of the cause. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what anybody say. You can get your dick sucked in Walmart from a white bitch. You can just see your dick sucked in Burger King. You can get your dick sucked in Wendy's. Now, you might have a problem if you go to fucking Radio Shack because they don't got big aisles no more. Radio Shack is all small now. But if there's a display big enough, the bitch will hide behind it and fucking do it. I don't think it'll be a problem. I like to usually be busting in their mouth screaming, white power! White power. So, Penny, I was asked this question today. Is there anything that Donald Trump has done since the time he's come into the presidency that has pissed you off?
He's been there, what, a week?
The question is there anything that Donald Trump has done since he's taken office that has pissed you off?
No.
Not
yet.
I think everybody else, when I talk to my... libtard friends and my dumb old rats families. Dumb niggas is surprised that I'm not upset. But I'm going to be honest, and I told my cousin, I told him this. I said, yes, I am upset at one thing that he did. And he's like, what? I didn't like the fact that he did an executive order for that Dakota Pipeline. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the full story with those Indians, what's going on over there. I do know that they had agreed to it originally. They signed paperwork and they were all in agreement. Until the fucking cement trucks got there, all of a sudden there was a problem. Now, it could be to me that maybe they're trying to get more than they agreed for in the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or it could be...
You know how them Indians are.
Yeah, or it could be that, you know, they wasn't really told exactly where they were going to go through and they want to go through some other land that they did not agree on. But like I said, I didn't agree with Trump executive ordering, you know, putting an executive order in that to go through with the pipeline because he was not giving those people a chance to get their voices heard. They're not being televised. They're not being supported. Listen, when you had the Bundy Ranch thing going on, you had all these crackers acting like they were militia that went down there to the Bundy Ranch to go support them. Where are any of those motherfuckers? Where? Why? Because these niggas is Indians? You don't want to support them? I mean, we've taken more than enough of their land. They're just calling for justice. Which I thought was the purpose of why all those militia guys showed up at the Bundy Ranch, because they felt that it was unjustified the way the BLM was handling their business over there. You know? But nobody comes to these guys' aid or support. You don't got media over there. And when they go, they're only there for a day and that's it. These motherfuckers is getting tased, gassed, stoned, and all that by the cops, nigga. They're getting straight treated fucked up. And then you got Muslim terrorists coming into this country, cutting niggas' heads off, and being fucking coddled away. Like, no, don't kill them. Them niggas get killed by a person that's dead. Or be in the midst of the fight to be murdered because they have that nigga in Jersey who wind up getting arrested. And the nigga was like, come on, my ankle, be careful, my ankle. Like, come on, man. The fuck out of here, man. These motherfuckers is backwards, bro. They're fucking ass backwards, man. You know, and then and my cousin's asking me, oh, you think this was all Obama's fault? I said, it wasn't just his fault, but he played a big fucking part because his ideology and what he was doing, see, what he said to us on the news in those fucking conferences or whatever that he gave us, those little fucking shits, those White House fucking press briefings, was totally different from what the fuck he was doing. He's telling us, nah, they're not Islamic terrorists, don't treat them like that, blah, 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 blah. But he's bombing motherfuckers in all these countries like it ain't no thing. No thing. He's blowing women up. I watched a video on YouTube, and you motherfuckers can go check it out. Where, if you watch all the shit, I don't even want to go back to look for the name of it or whatever because it was fucked up. But it was like, I think I put in, I said Obama's drone strikes. I put some shit. And this video was all these fucking clips of in these different countries where they were being droned and you see them pulling kids out. There was this one little boy. This motherfucker had no bottom jaw. You understand? You feel me? This nigga had no bottom fucking jaw, bro. I'm tripping the fuck out. These niggas, a little girl's laid next to him because they got him on tables. I don't know how these heathens got their medical shit set up, but whatever. Her fucking ankle from the back of her leg to almost an inch to the front of her leg is completely shredded. Her shit is holding by a little bit of bone and a little bit of meat. And she's just looking around. I don't hear her screaming or nothing. And I'm just like, yo, people are such hypocrites. They sit down and they want to idolize a motherfucker, make the nigga their god. This nigga's killing innocent people, injuring and harming kids. Nigga, there's no God that I know that does that. I don't expect this cocksucker to do that, but he's already started bombing. As soon as he got in the office, listen, they got a regimen of bombs. Like it's like a pill schedule, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just two a day, nigga. Them niggas be dropping. So Trump gets into office, and Mattis gets into his position, and there's already bombs being dropped, okay? Supposedly, even over this week, I believe there was a Navy SEAL in incursion, and we lost a man, okay? And, you know, people are already talking shit about Trump and his whatever. But, you know, it's ongoing, man. It's just going on all day, every day. And when these people are out in the street protesting, talking about Muslims have rights, you shouldn't discriminate against religions. No, we're not discriminating against the religion. We're discriminating against the ideology that they have to kill us because we don't agree with their religion. You know what I'm saying? We don't agree that in our civilization, that if you disagree with someone's lifestyle, that you have the ultimate right to kill them. Stone them in the street, throw them off roofs, set them on fire, behead them. No, you don't have that right. And if you people really want to make a fucking make a statement, you really want to get your shit heard, go out to those countries and tell them we're gonna fucking do everything you want us to do for you. Go over there and cater to them. Go wash their feet as Jesus did. Go wash their fucking feet. Show them how much of a better people you are. How you're so caring and you're such a loving, multicultural piece of shit. That's what the fuck you is. Thank you, babe. Yeah, my shit's dry as hell. I didn't write a lot of news down because I was just like, all this stuff here, I was like, I could probably talk about 2 hours worth of shit talking about all these people, man. You had the Women's March or whatever they called that shit because half of those bitches didn't even look like women. They look like disgusting. They look like a freak show, nigga. They look like a freak show, okay? They're out there protesting women's rights as if women here in America don't have the same amount of rights as men here in America. There isn't a thing a man can do except instantly get his dick hard, shove it up her ass, and rape her that a woman cannot do. Okay? Because I was going to say, except standing, pissing your name, writing your name, standing. But some of these bitches get operations and they can do the same thing now too. Okay? But those operations don't give you an instant erection because you got to pump that motherfucker up. I don't know. I've seen those shits. You got to pump your PP up. Bitch, your shit ain't real. And what a man can do is instantaneously get a rock hard dick, shove it right up your ass, right, forcefully, and take it. A bitch can rape a man too, but you can't get that instant hard dick. Okay, you women have all the same rights. If anything, you have more rights. Because when a man has sex with a woman, and the woman says, you know what, I don't want that man around me. You know what, I don't ever want you to come see me. I'm pregnant, so make sure you send me money, and I don't want you to see my kid. Let me tell you, women have so much rights. They can almost do that. A man has to go through all kinds of shit to go to court to get those rights to visit his kid. But a bitch could turn the fuck around and just be like, I ain't getting you. You ain't gonna see. And the bitch won't get put to court or nothing. A bitch could take your kid, jump in the car and pull off. You call the cops and be like, this bitch is kidnapping my child. And they'd be like, yeah, that's the mother of the kid. She's not kidnapping. You grab your kid and leave. That bitch call the cops. Nigga, you're going to jail. Believe that women have wonderful rights here in America. But these idiots are out there talking about this bullshit wage gap. And you know what? You should keep on screaming that fucking shit so that all of us dirtbag niggas that know the truth can get involved. Because most of the bitches that I know for doing less fucking work than me get paid more the fuck than me. Okay? So all that bullshit about, oh, they don't make enough, that's bullshit. It's bullshit. You're talking about men that are doing other things. Men that are doing construction, welding, you know what I'm saying, up on rafters and shit that some women are not doing. But there are women doing that shit too and doing getting fucking paid just like everybody else. So stop that nonsense. You know, if you men or you women that agree that that's a bunch of bullshit, raise your daughters to understand this. Explain this to them. Because in school, these idiots that they call teachers are going to try to pack their ideology into your child's mind. And you need to get your kids to let that shit go in and bounce right the fuck out without even flinching. Because you don't want your kid to turn around and be like, that's not good. My dad taught me. No, you don't even want to. You'd be like, look, Ma, I'm telling you so you can see it. I'm letting you know what it is. I'm not telling you how to think, but I'm telling you what you can see in people's actions that will guide you to the way you should think. So I will show you all these different things and tell you, is this commonsensical? Is this commonsensical? Does this motherfucking make sense? Because if it doesn't, then why would we repeat it? It's like a teacher telling you 2 + 3 = 4. Carry the one. If you're an idiot, you'd be like, that kind of makes sense because 2 + 3, if you put 2 and 2, that's 4. And if you carried the one, that would be the 5. No, nigga, it's 5. No matter what you want to do and however way you want to spell it, you stupid fuck. It's not 4, it's 5. So if it doesn't make sense, it should not be repeated. You feel the same? I told you I wanted to go out and start looking to get involved with at least the first dispensary that opens up here in Hollywood, South Florida. And I still haven't found any info. I see that there's a bunch of smoke shops going up. Everybody's got a smoke shop. But I'm not seeing any, future dispensaries coming, any notifications, and I don't see anybody on Facebook promoting that they're going to be getting a dispensary rocked up. I don't know. I guess if we're looking at the angle from how Smokey and these guys got it in Cali, we're looking like we're taking too slow, I guess. But, you know, I guess it takes the time it takes. Oh, man. Well, just to let y'all know, I haven't been doing a lot of my, research and all the shit that I used to do. I haven't been doing my poems and none of that shit. And it's all because I've been getting into all this reloading shit. So, you know, your boy's reloading ammo and loading ammo and doing all kinds of shit. It's quite costly getting all the materials and all the equipment and stuff. And, you know, I'm doing it at little shots. Not little shots, but like, say, medium shots every week. I'm doing a lot of research so I don't blow my fucking fingers off or blow up one of my guns in my face as I'm shooting this shit. So I've been doing a lot of writing and powder measuring and numbers and highlighting to make sure that I stick to this recipe and a whole bunch of stuff. It's fun for me. I love it. It's like soothing and shit. Sitting up in the house and just boom, 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 pressing out 50 to 100 rounds of ammo. Just feels good. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to share that with y'all, but, you know, you don't want no potheads smoking around your motherfucking gun barrel and blow shit up. Oh, nigga, I was hiding a motherfucker. That shit was the bomb. You done blew my house up, bitch. So, you know, we be real cautious. Your boy ain't live, you know. I don't know. If you remember that I told you I was going to slow down on smoking, and I just noticed that whenever, like if Steve's not around and I'm alone and I'm doing the show, I don't even light up a fucking nothing. I'm not smoking shit. I'm sitting here throwing this rant out, straight sober rover, looking at my ammo with a smile all over. Like, yo, man, I feel like I'm moving a little bit away towards this. It's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling like I'm moving a little bit away from this because I'm going towards something else. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. We're going to see what's going to go on. Like I said, I want to do the show in a different venue because I want to get it live on YouTube. That way, because it's just easier access. When I post up links to these shows and stuff, people listen to them later on, the recordings and all this and that. I don't get a lot of people calling in unless I set them up to call in. I got shit going on in my own life. I don't feel like chasing people down and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Trying to find motherfuckers. I just don't feel like going through all that shit. So I don't know. We're going to move over to somewhere else. We'll probably have, once we get the live streaming going, because we don't have a live video. We just got the live audio. I think video is just a little bit more, you know, just a little bit better. And I've been watching a lot of different channels do these live chats and shit. And I think that we could do better when we get the moving that way. So, what else is going on in America? Besides all these motherfucking Hollywood people telling us that we're fucking stupid because Trump's in office.
I want to blow up the White House, but that wouldn't do anything.
Well, bitch, you know what? You even saying that shit should get your ass locked the fuck up, you dumb whore. It's so funny how these fucking celebrities... And what they are, paid clowns, nigga, because we only happy that they dress up, paint their face, strut around, put on a show, make us laugh, make us cry, make us feel whatever. It's the only reason we let them. That's the only reason we support them. And then they want to come out and act as if in real life they have a correct ideology, and they have our best interest in their minds. So we should do as they do or as they say. Oh, come on, get the fuck out of here. Trump's been in there 2 weeks in the office. He's already got the NAFTA deal getting ready to go in the tanks. He's already got the war and DHS telling us how long it's going to get, when the fuck the date is it'll be finished, okay? So that's going to get started. He's already put this travel ban on those 7 countries where we have a lot of motherfuckers who hate us, okay? Because unbeknownst to everybody in the world without common sense, it's not a right to come into America. We reserve the right to have you here. We open our doors and we accept the claim that we are migrant accepting country. Okay? Or would you say immigrant? We're immigration accepting country. But you have to immigrate into this country because we allow that. Come in, put your paperwork, put your fingerprints, put your faces, put your kids' faces, give us your backgrounds. You know? Swear to follow our laws, live the way we live, enjoy your own religion, don't push your views on nobody else, don't harm people because they don't agree with you, and come in here and live a fucking prosperous, fruitful, happy fucking life. Bow down seven times a day in the middle of the street if you want. But don't push your shit on nobody else because that's the way we do here.
See, I'm listening to what you said.
What's not true?
Because if you go to Miami, if you don't speak fucking Spanish, you're lost. You're out in the cold. Because they have made Miami fit for all the Cubans that came over that won't learn English.
All right. Now, let me just stop you there. Because that's ignorance.
It's not ignorance.
Yeah, it is ignorant. I'm Spanish, but I don't speak Spanish. And I go all around Miami, and I can conversate with every fucking body there, maybe using 3 Spanish words. everybody will translate their English. It may be broken English.
No, wait a minute. I had a lady call me today at work.
That's
asked me
listen.
If I spoke Spanish. I told her no. She hung up on me.
Because what was she gonna do? There's no way to communicate with you over the phone.
America, the spoken language is English. You need to learn it. You want to live in America? You need to learn English. Period.
You want to live in a country that accepts immigrants like your family, because your family were German fuckers.
And we fucking learned English.
Okay. But it wasn't the
first
generation that learned the English. It was the other generations that came that learned the English. And you're griping about the first generation that come over here that don't know English. And you're over here demanding they learn English. But yet your family was allowed to go generationally to learn English. So, you know, come on. Have a little bit of a common sense where instead of saying, they won't learn English. There was no purpose for her to try to attempt to speak to you in English, Spanish on the phone when you can't look each other in the face in order to do hand gestures, which usually help people explain things to each other. If you can't speak a language and someone's standing in front of you, you're making hand gestures and pointing at shit and making movements indicates the answers and what they're looking for and what you're trying to tell them. Over the phone, you can't do that. So there's no reason to even waste a second. I hate when you guys call me in the front and ask me to translate.
I don't ever do that.
Because you know I ain't into that shit. You
I
know.
Don't ask you to because let me tell you what. I feel that if you want to do business in America, you need to learn English. Period. End of conversation. You will never change my mind.
Well, listen, that falls both ways because you want to do business in America no matter what your philosophy, whatever your personal opinion is. You want money. So if there is a Spanish business that will take your product and constantly re-up on you, it behooves you to stick that fucking ideology up your asshole and just do business with those fucking spics. Okay? So all that bullshit about it won't change my mind. The minute you get your own business and you see that you're selling something, say you're selling your cricket items, and the one store that makes sure that they buy items off you every week, which rounds out to $500 a week, and you have a whole bunch of other customers, but they're only $30, $40 a week, and these guys are $500 a week, you will be doing business with them, so shut the fuck up.
No, you will be.
Yeah, no, I won't be nothing, because out of fucking, what is that shit, out of principle, exactly. I'll make sure that you have to deal with them. I'll make sure you have to deal with them. But you know, the bottom line is, we don't even ask that. Come into our country, believe in your religion. Don't hurt nobody, and you don't even need to learn fucking English, because. As a government, they
all our street signs and
no, but they hire people and they hire people that will speak your language and these government shits, and you can still get the information that you need. And we have schools, and you can learn later on English. You don't have to change your language, but you can learn the language. See, we're not an unflexible country.
No, we'll pay you welfare so you can stay home and not learn English. Because you'll say that you can't get a job because you can't speak English. So we'll let you stay home, and our tax-paying dollars will pay for you to just stay home every day and cook your rice and beans.
I thought, what? Muslims eat rice and beans, or you know, are you getting mad with the Spaniards? Which one is it? Is it the Cubans or the Muslims that you're hating on?
The Cubans.
Oh, the Cubans.
I'm in Miami.
Okay. I personally don't have a problem with the Cubans. Anybody who's going to fucking paddle with their hands in the ocean all the way from Cuba to here, that nigga deserves to stay here, nigga. At least until his whole body recuperates for 7 years. Fucking.
But you just, you're just contradicting yourself, Anthony. You just said they need to come into this country the right way, the legal way.
Wait a second.
Legally.
Legally.
Come over here on a raft.
Well, until recently, until recently, they had wet foot, dry foot, which was legal. Okay?
You're contradicting.
I'm not contradicting myself.
And
I'm just saying.
I'm pulling the Steve Stover.
Until recently,
okay?
It was
Let's
legal to wet foot,
right.
dry foot.
You
but nigga, but
ways.
But what are they blowing up, Penny? What are they blowing up? You're fucking. They're blowing up your day. Your personal preference of people speaking English? What are the Cubans doing so destructive
They're
in Miami?
My damn tax dollars to sit home on their fucking ass.
You see Cubans sitting home on their ass?
Not.
Hold up. You're saying that you're not seeing Cubans out in the street. What?
I used to have friends in school whose parents just stayed home all fucking day because they couldn't speak English.
And what about the kids that were in school? What are they doing?
They're going to school. They're
what about now? You're grown. What do you think they're doing now?
I don't know.
You think they're staying home all day? No, but you're generalizing that shit, and it's not like that, homie.
It's because that's the way it was. That's the way it is.
Bro, that was in 1950 when you were young.
Okay,
that's when white people drank out of fucking separate forces than everybody else. Nigga, relax. You're 102 years old, bitch. Relax.
Okay.
Just relax. Can't be that rough.
I can't handle the competition here.
No, I thought I was the one ranting. I didn't know it was going to be you.
Well, you bitched at me because I didn't get involved. Now you spoke up.
You heard me bitching at you.
Yes, you were bitching at me before the show, saying that I never talk and I go to sleep before the show. So you know what? I got involved tonight.
Okay, good.
And I bet you regret it now. Huh?
Why, nigga? I'm Cuban?
No, I'm not talking.
So why would I give a fuck? Why would I regret it?
You work hard.
I know. So why would I regret it?
Calling you out.
How are you calling me out? What the fuck part of them niggas doing what they
calling
do?
Calling out your opinion.
Where was my opinion fucking
saying
bad?
That a fucking Cuban coming over here on a raft is allowed to stay. That's not
nigga, if a motherfucker's paddling, nigga, I'd let a Muslim stay if the nigga paddled across the ocean to get here. Let that nigga stay, man. What the fuck is wrong with you? What kind of bullshit is that? The motherfucker's arms is all fucked up from paddling. You ain't gonna let him stay? At least give him a fucking meal or something, bitch. Damn.
I'll give him a meal and then they gotta go back.
Well, at least fly them back. Damn.
Bye-bye.
Don't throw them back on that same boat. Listen, we're accepting of everybody, okay? Some more than others, and others less than some.
Look at that. I stayed out here to bitch with you the whole show.
The whole show. You spoke 7 minutes.
But it was at the end of the show.
It was 3 minutes at the end of the show.
It was more than 3 minutes.
Nigga, you were mad for seven.
Don't
you spoke for three.
Me.
You were mad for seven and spoke for three, nigga. Come on. All right, well, y'all motherfuckers better start checking out all kinds of information. Start making sure that I'm happy that Trump is in office. I'm trying to watch everything he's doing. I'm looking at videos of people who is reading all the legislation and shit that he's doing. I don't think that nigga's the fucking Messiah. I just want him to get us back the rights that were being taken away from us slowly and behind our backs, such as our freedom of speech rights, our Second Amendment rights, our freedom of privacy rights, yo. Everything is being eroded like horribly, yo. Right? And with some of these fucking executive orders that he's trying to address some of these issues, they're gonna help us out, bro. In the long run, they're gonna help us out. So all this bullshit of hating on him and oh, he's gonna blow us up, and every fucking day that I see Nick comes in and like, yo, when they gonna kill this nigga? Why are they gonna kill this nigga? Why are they going to kill this nigga? Everybody wanted Obama to die too in the beginning. Like, before fucking what? Allow these motherfuckers to either do good or do bad. Then hate on them. Okay? But while they're in the office doing shit, don't stay quiet. Don't be like, oh, I'm so happy with this nigga, I'm going to suck his cock and I don't give a fuck what he does. No, nigga. Pay attention to what he's doing. Because while you're sucking his cock, he might be finger fucking your moms or some shit, nigga. Come on. Just pay attention to what's going on, man. Let's stop all this nonsense. All this bullshit. Yo, I watched this one white dude in the middle of a protest yell at white people. You know what he said to them, Penny?
What?
He said, "You're white. Your opinion doesn't matter." This is what a white dude said to another white person. How stupid is that? Oh, my nigga. Yo, shit's just fucking crazy, man. I got to get up out of here. Next week, we're going to have Smokey. And I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Steve, because Steve was talking about getting out of one of those jobs. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep you guys updated. Steve Stoner says, "What's up?" From the pedophile prison that he's in.
Steve Stoner, I stood up for you tonight.
And we're gonna get out of here. So thanks to Penelope for jumping in with her rant against her racist rant against Cubans.
I'm racist now.
And
maybe somebody will comment that I said something with a little bit. I said the word Cuban the wrong way.
Yeah, you said that shit with a little bit of tinge.
Yeah.
With a tinge of hatred. Like, all right, well, let's get the fuck up out of here. It's your boy Ant Live. We didn't talk about much marijuana shit because there's other shit more important than what's going on with marijuana, niggas. All right, really. Let's really get to the real wheel, all right? There's people out there acting a fucking fool, and what they're doing is trying to get our cities to go into lockdown on some martial law where we all wind up having to deal with that fucking nonsense. So we really got to start paying attention to what's going on, man. If our kids are out there, you better start talking to your fucking kids, okay? Because they're in college, and they want to be out there on their own. You better start calling your kids, like, yo. You better not fucking be out there, okay? I don't send you to fucking college for you to jump in there and be another cog in their wheels, you little fuck. All right? Set your children straight, man. And our future can only be better. Leave your fucking children fucked up. And that's the reason why so many niggas is getting murdered in Chicago, man. You neglect your children, other motherfuckers will get rid of those niggas. All right, it's your boy Ant Live, Penelope. Want to thank Smoker Joe. He's sick, so we'll get with him next week. Steve Stoner and everybody else in the show. We appreciate y'all, motherfuckers. So let's get up out of here. Peace.
The D420 Show is sponsored in part by Wine V Incorporated, clothing line and barbershops. Fueled by Ant Live Comedy. Powered and directed by Ant Live Comedy. Humor added by Ant Live Comedy. We'd like to thank all our friends and our fans all across the world who've been listening to us on the blogtalkradio.com/It's the D420 Show. Also watching us up on youtube.com/The D420 Show. Thanks, y'all. Bud, peace, and happy. Once again, thanks for listening to the D420 Show.